We work very closely with the Director of Nursing, Angela Thompson, and I liaise with Philippa Davies, who is the Deputy Director of Nursing. And between us, we find ways around issues that stop people coming into hospitals. We work mainly with groups, colleges, schools, brownie groups, drama academies, anybody really that has a group of children or students or people, gardening clubs, WI, U3A, anybody that would like to be involved that's in the community. We bring them into the hospital under the umbrella of their group. So the teacher or the tutor or the brownie leader, they're all fully enhanced CLB checked. So they come with me. I'm also fully enhanced CLB checked. And we bring them in. It's a little bit like a school trip going to a museum. The teachers always look after the children. I look after the teacher.
Now, you've talked about getting around obstacles on behalf of the organisations. You're talking about red tape here, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We, at Kissing It Better, we try very hard to look at issues that come up. We come up against such as all sorts of things, infection control. I was telling you about our Pets for Therapy. We bring dogs that come from the charity Pets for Therapy onto the children's wards, onto the elderly care wards. It's a little bit bringing the community, bringing the outside world into hospital.
Now, you've just mentioned bringing a dog into a hospital.
Yes.
And in my head, alarm bells are ringing. And that's, I mean, I know nothing about the NHS really and how things work and the
Absolutely.
Rules and the regulations. But I'm going to take a stab that that's not something that was easy to arrange in the first place. Surely that was an immediate no-no when you suggested it.
It does raise eyebrows, I have to say. But we work on the basis that if it's been done in one hospital, it can be done in another one. My colleague, when we first had a problem with Pets for Therapy, the infection control manager was up in arms about it, you can imagine. And my colleague Jill knew a friend of hers worked at Great Ormond Street Hospital, and she got in touch with her and said to her, could you email me the information about the Shetland pony you had on your ward, please? Because I need to share it with somebody. I'm having a bit of an issue with getting a dog onto a ward. So Great Ormond Street emailed Jill this information. The Great Ormond Street had a pony on one of their wards, and Jill got the email, and so we showed this to the Director of Nursing, who said, well, if it's good enough for Great Ormond Street, it's good enough for us.
Kissing It Better sounds like it's just making the hospital a happier place. The hospital's its own sort of world, isn't it? I suppose when you're in there, that becomes your world, and you're disconnected from the one that's outside.
Absolutely, very much so. And that's why I think, you know, there are so many resources in our local community in Stevenage and Hertfordshire. It's just so wonderful to be able to use those resources and take them into the hospital, because let's face it, the hospital is a community resource as well, and we all need it, and we all need to make it better. We all know hospitals get things wrong sometimes. It isn't perfect, the NHS. I think hospital staff feel very demoralised by all the negative press that they get all the time. You know, it's very rare that you hear a good story about the NHS or a good, happy, uplifting thing that's going on in the NHS. You know, they give wonderful care day in, day out to hundreds of thousands of people across the country. Now, I'm well aware, and I think we're all well aware, that sometimes it's not perfect, but very, very rarely do you read good stories. And I think this is a great story. And what we do at Kissing It Better is we thank people all the time for their amazing support and their wonderful time that they're giving voluntarily into the hospital. We say thank you to them, to the volunteers, and we tell them what a wonderful job they've done. And if we keep doing that, they'll keep wanting to come back. If we keep telling the staff what a wonderful job you're doing brilliantly, gosh, you look after these patients brilliantly, you know, they rise up a little bit. And, you know, they're used to being criticised all the time. And if you can tell people what a fantastic job they're doing, they start believing that they can do a fantastic job. You know, if you tell someone how rubbish they are enough times, they'll believe they're rubbish, and one day they actually will be.